Paper 4, Part 1. Access to information from written texts, 70 points. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 8. How does watching TV affect children? Most kids are exposed to the world of television long before they enter school. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization focusing on national health issues, it is not uncommon for parents of very young children to turn to the TV as a way of keeping their children entertained. As a result, 2/3 of infants watch TV for an average of 2 hours a day. As children grow up, the number of hours they spend in front of the screen increases. In addition to watching TV, older children have access to shows and games on the internet and mobile phones. Since research shows that the first 2 years of life are critical for brain development, the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, advises that children under 2 years old should not watch any television at all. TV and other electronic media can get in the way of exploring, playing, and interacting with others, which are essential to learning and developing healthy physical and social skills. In addition, it recommends that children older than 2 watch TV less than 2 hours a day and that their parents should monitor the quality of these shows. Too much TV comes at a price for older children too. Children who consistently spend more than 4 hours a day watching TV instead of playing outdoors are in danger of being overweight and suffering from related diseases. In addition, not all TV characters are suitable role models. Some of them smoke, drink, and display violent behavior, all of which have a negative effect on young viewers. Lastly, because many children under the age of 8 find it difficult to tell the difference between program content and commercials, they are easily influenced, especially if their favorite hero is promoting the product. TV in moderation, however, does have its advantages. Young children who watch educational TV programs can benefit from shows that teach the alphabet and basic reading skills, while those who are older can learn about wildlife, the environment, or endangered species, for example. There is no doubt about it. TV can be an excellent educator and entertainer if it is used wisely. Even children's psychologists are divided when it comes to deciding what is best. Some urge for more hours per week of educational shows. Others insist that no TV is the best solution, while there are those that believe that parental guidance is the answer. The latter group advises parents to both monitor the viewing habits of their children and encourage them to do other things like reading, participating in after-school activities, and spending more time with their friends and family. Doing this, they claim, has a crucial effect on their physical, emotional, and social well-being. Answer questions 1 to 8. 70 points. 1. What are we told in lines 1 to 7? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Age does not affect the kinds of shows children watch. 2. Most infants use mobile phones as entertainment. 3. Older kids love watching shows about the internet. 4. Many children begin watching TV at a very young age. 5. Age is relevant to the number of hours children watch TV. 6. Many parents love watching TV as a form of entertainment. 2. The AAP recommends lines 8 to 14. 1. Allowing children to watch whatever they want. 2. Exploring how electronic media affects our brain. 3. Limiting the number of hours children watch TV. 4. teaching children how to use TV to interact. 3. Complete the sentence according to lines 15 to 22. Write one result. Children who stay indoors watching too much TV might. 4. The use of children's heroes in advertising, lines 15 to 22, 1, has the same effect on all viewers. 2, makes young viewers enjoy TV shows more. 3, has a more powerful effect on young children. 4, makes it difficult for young children to watch TV. 5. What are shows that teach the alphabet an example of? Lines 23 to 27. 6. What are the two functions of watching TV, according to lines 23 to 27? 1. 2. 2. 2. 7. Doing this, line 33, has a crucial effect on children's physical, emotional, and social well-being. Doing what? Answer. 8. According to lines 28 to 34, some psychologists believe that parents should encourage children to take part in activities other than watching TV. Who else in the article gives the same advice? Take your answer from another paragraph. Answer. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. 30 points. Answer questions 1 to 5 according to the broadcast. In questions 1 and 3, circle the number of the correct answer. Otherwise, follow the instructions. 6 points for each correct answer. A dog's life? 1. How can dog owners know they are spoiling their pets? 1. When only the dog benefits from it. 2. When only they benefit from it. 3. When they begin drawing the line. 4. When they stop caring about their pets. 2. In what way are dog weddings and spraying dogs with perfume similar? Complete the sentence. In both cases. 3. How is the example of buying toys for dogs different from the other examples of spoiling them? 1. It costs less than perfume. 2. It is like buying baby toys. 3. It is absolutely necessary. 4. It doesn't make them suffer. 4. What do we learn about spoiling dogs when it comes to food? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Dog owners may become obese. 2. Giving dogs too much food is unhealthy. 3. Some dog owners prefer only gourmet food for themselves. 4. You can only find gourmet food in Berlin. 5. Some dog owners spend a lot of money on special food for their dogs. 6. All dog owners who buy expensive foods overfeed their dogs. 5. Give one example of the services available to dogs in some hotels. Answer.